This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
President Obama's been working on his environmental legacy his last couple of months in office. Most recently, the ban yesterday on offshore drilling in ecologically sensitive parts of the Arctic and the Atlantic Ocean. The oil and gas industry and its supporters say the move comes at a cost to affordable energy and energy independence, which means it's time for Marketplace's Scott Tong to have a look at that idea, energy independence in an ultra-global market.
Even if the U.S. cut imports to zero, we'd still pay sky-high prices if the rest of the world did. We all pay a global price. Oil-rich Norway paid through the nose when Hurricane Katrina took out U.S. refineries. Drivers in energy-rich Britain did too when crude prices spiked in 2008. Retired General James Conway is with the group Securing America's Future Energy.
It's like an apple in a bucket. As prices go up in one place, they must necessarily go up someplace else. If supplies go down in one country, they go up someplace else. And we're involved in all of that.
And even if the U.S. stops importing oil, other countries would step in to buy from petrostates. Plus, there's a downside if the U.S. cut itself off from the world and stopped exporting its oil products, says Edward Chow of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The United States is now the largest petroleum product exporter in the world because we have domestic production. We also have some of the most efficient refineries anywhere in the world. That export have benefited our trade balance.
To some, the real solution is not pumping out more oil, but making it a less critical thing in our lives. Once upon a time, the crucial commodity was salt, says Ann Corin of the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security.
Now, nobody cares whether we import any salt, what world salt price is, who controls the world salt reserves, because there came about competing means of food preservation.
Having alternatives reduced dependency. Until and unless those come along, we're all in this global oil market together. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.